We're back here in Springfield, Missouri, as your Lady Bombers have a 46-27 lead after three quarters of play here in the Battle Border. You know, it's a great, crazy night for Bomber sports right here. Greenwood just took the lead 28-7, It took a score to touchdown to lead 28-7 as we're early in the third quarter of the state playoff football game. Here your Lady Bombers are up 19. It's a nice sight by this young Willard team.
Yeah, a lot of freshmen and sophomores battling there. Mountain Home came ahead, really. There's a turnover by Jayla, as we talked about the
Mountain Home with a nice offensive set, trying to get a backdoor pass to Moore. Yonkers did turn it over. Willard right back as Murray drives the lane. Jayla Yonkers with a hustle play there to come in and get the block for the Lady Bombers. Yonkers at the top of the key feeds Livy Fossens down low, who steals her girl, is able to put the ball in for 2 points. That's the sophomore's first 2 points of the night. She's worked hard down low for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, you got to love to see that, working the post. She's going to have to spell Anna when it matters here in a few weeks. Great job there.
Lady Bombers in defense here, man-to-man, as the ball's kicked over to the side to Pilates. Pilates puts up a three. It is no good. Mountain Home secures the rebound. Mountain Home back quickly as Parker crosses the timeline, kicks it over to Moore. Moore hits Coleman in the right wing. Coleman puts the three-pointer up. It is good. Mountain Home now up 51-27.
Witten's got a fourth three for the night, right?
Well, she's got two threes tonight. Yeah, two tonight. Two threes tonight for Witten. 6 points there, 6 points on drive. She's got 12 for the night. Willard back quickly here as Kelly initiates the offense off the top of the key. She kicks it over to Harper Floyd on the left wing, who hits nothing but left. Nice little lefty shot by Harper Floyd to hit the three for Willard as they cut the lead 51-20 with 6:30 left in this game.
They're back in their press.
They are back in the press as Mountain Home throws the ball to the middle. Lakin's unable to handle it. Willard gets a hand on it. It's going to be a jump ball they're going to call. Possession arrow going to Willard is another turnover here by your Lady Bombers.
Yeah. About 18 of them, that's my rough count.
We say 10's the number. Luckily, we're a superior team tonight in talent. That's why we're able to win this game, it looks like. As Murray brings the ball down, she's going to step back and hit a three for Willard, just like that. Willard with a 6-0 run. Got the lead 51-33.
Yeah, Witten went under the screen there, and Murray just stopped, stepped back, and popped it.
First time Murray's shown to step back and hit the three, and she buried it. Mountain Home initiates the offense, kicks it over to Moore. Moore throws it in the corner to Coleman. Coleman shoots a three. It is no good. As Jayla Yonkers tries to save the ball into bounds, throws it in. It is off Livy Fossens, goes out of bounds as Mountain Home turns the ball over on the rebound.
This Willard team's pretty scrappy. They're trying to stay in this. They're down, 18 here with 6 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah, Coach Floyd doing a good job. He kind of turned over his team, as we heard. We got all the underclassmen and one senior, and they're doing a good job playing hard for the coach. Ball's going to be initiated Harper Floyd down low. She's going to put the ball up at the free throw line. It is going to be no good as the rebound is battled for by Murray. They're going to say she steps on the inbound. Turnover on Willard out on the rebound.
Willard's back in their press. 1-2-2 press.
They're going to cover the middle here as Mountain Home's done a good job the last few possessions hit the middle. This time they're going to skip across and get across the press easily. It's going to be kicked over to Yonkers for a deep three as Yonkers, about 6 feet behind the line on the left wing, buries the three for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, caught that right in stride, stepped into it. That looked pretty. Nice play.
Bombers back on defense as the ball, Willard brings the ball in. Murray up top as she's hounded by Coleman. She's going to take, forget the screen, she's going to step back and shoot a three over the top of Coleman and bury it. Murray with a quick 10 points here in this quarter for Willard.
Yeah, we may have to extend that defense on Murray there.
Lakin Moore back. Lady Bombers back quickly as they throw to Lakin Moore in the left wing. She drives to the middle lane, is going to get fouled and go to the line.
Yeah, Charlotte Floyd there for the foul. That's her third. Lakin's going to go to the line and shoot two.
First free throw is up and good. 55-36. Lady Bombers here with 5:08 left.
Oh,
Moore's going to go to the line. What? She dropped the ball. I didn't see what happened here.
Lane violation. They had a defender back here, and they didn't notice him. And Jayla stepped out of her lane.
Jayla stepped out of lane to try to go get the defender.
Yeah.
So that free throw is going to be no good. 55-36, 5:03 left in the game as Willard brings the ball. Murray's going to drive to the lane. She's going to kick it up top to Jones. Jones is going to drive to the right. Scrappy little guard. Oh, she's going to take an extra step. Yeah, that, they did. The official right there on that.
That's not a walk.
Yeah, that's right. As that's going to be a turnover here in Willard. As Mountain Home is going to bring some subs in right here. Bailey Rittenberg is going to come in. Anna McCarn is going to be back in. Sarah Williams is going to be back in. They are going to give Whitten Coleman, Livy Fosnes, and Parker Husky a break.
Get some subs in. Score update, Mountain Home just scored. It's 28-13.
Mountain Home gaining a little respect over in Greenwood on this Friday night. Mountain Home's going to trigger the ball inbounds as Willers continue to press. Rittenberg's going to bring it up the right side. She's going to beat with a dribble. She's going to get in that corner, throw it over the top to Addison Ferris. Ferris is going to throw it down low, who just checked into Sarah Williams. Williams' three is up and no good as Jones gets the rebound. It's quickly back for Willard. She's going to stop at the top of the key, put the three up long as Taylor Murray's going to get the rebound. Murray's going to drive to the lane as Elise Murray put the scoop shot in on the right side, and Willard's going to call a quick timeout. 55-38, 4:29 left in this game as Willard takes a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Are you looking for a personalized banking experience with a strong community focus? Look no further than FNBC. This is Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location at the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way to see what makes FNBC different. We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and community bankers who value building strong relationships. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
And we're back here in Springfield Kickapoo as your Lady Bombers are leading 55-38. Score update on the football game. Mountain Home is down 28-14 in Greenwood in the second round of the state playoffs. Lady Bombers going to bring the ball across the top of the key as Bailey Rittenberg drives from down the middle of the lane. Elise Murray with quick hands is going to knock the ball out of bounds. It's going to be off Willard, but she's good defense there.
Yeah, Murray's been pretty impressive tonight. She's got good energy, good feet. When Bailey gets in front of her, she's got to shield the ball from her with her body there.
Yonkers going to trigger the inbounds. It's going to throw it up high to McCarn. She's going to catch it on the block, go up, miss everything, but Yonkers is going to be there on the rebound, but they're going to say Jayla went over the back to get a foul as she was going for that rebound. Pushed the defender. She went up high to try to get the rebound.
Yeah, I don't know. That's 50-50 in my book. Jayla didn't push her. There's really no straight over the back. You got to push them or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, get better position, I guess. Mountain Home's out of their press.
Mountain Home back in the press as Murray's going to bring the ball across the timeline here with 4:15 left in this game. Lady Bombers leading 55-38. Murray's going to stop. Top of the key, put the shot up. That's kind of a heat check moment right there.
Yeah.
Ball's going to go out of bounds and miss everything. He missed everything on that as it goes out of bounds. I tell you what, this Willard team, though, is a team that is, in a few years, are going to be dangerous.
I would think so. Only one senior.
9 ninth graders, 7 tenth graders as Mountain Home throws it over the top of the press. Sarah Williams going to drive, go up and just get mauled. Going to fall hard on her shoulder. They're going to call no foul, and Willard's going to come away with it. They are going to throw it ahead quickly. Bailey Rittenberg with the steal as Murray is right there on the backside of Rittenberg again to knock the ball out of bounds. Kind of a crazy change right there as Sarah Williams just got hammered going up, and the ref stopping play right now to check on her. There's a, or they say she's a hockey player. She's good to go.
I guess. That's a terrible call. If you need a medic, it's probably a foul.
Yeah, Yonkers up the top of the key, going to run the little weave that Mountain Home tries to do, hand the ball off. Rittenberg unable to handle it as the ball falls down. Murray right there on top of it for Willard to get the tie ball, but it is going to remain Mountain Home's basketball.
Yeah, Mountain Home's up 17, 55-38 with 3:45 left here.
Rittenberg's going to trigger the ball inbounds to Yonkers. She's going to be handled by Pilates. Pilates going to Yonkers going to throw it over Rittenberg. Rittenberg going to go back over to Yonkers on the left side. They're going to try to feed Anna McCarn inside. The ball is going to be knocked away as there's going to be a scrum. Willard player is going to roll over the ball about three times, no call, get it out to Murray. Murray's going to drive. She's going to kick it down low. The shot is going to be up and good by, or up by Scarlett Floyd. It's going to be no good, but they're going to say Anna McCarn came on the backside and pushed the player. She was going for the defensive rebound.
Yeah, I'm not sure when you're on the ground with the ball you can roll over, but actually I am sure you can.
It just happened.
That was one thing that just
happened. I'm sure you can't, but they just did.
As Parker, Husky, Witten, Coleman, Lake, and Moore coming back in, replacing Addison Ferris, Sarah Williams, and Bailey Rittenberg.
Yeah, I think Dale Leonard's like, well, if you guys aren't going to sub and we're up 17, then we'll just put everybody else back in.
Mount Home up. They're going to – and Murray with a smart play right here. As Parker Husky had her back to the person out of bounds, Murray just threw it off the backside of Parker Husky, jumped back in, got it, and drew the foul from Parker.
The thing is, you got to make sure you get both feet down before you touch it. I'm not sure she did.
Murray's going to trigger the inbounds up top to Kelly. Kelly's going to be hounded by Coleman. Murray's going to get the ball from Kelly. She's going to go against Husky. Calling for the screen, pushes it off. Spin move, no good. Jones kicks it out on the side of Jones. Jones going to drive low, just take an elbow and shove Yonkers out of the way. No call, but Yonkers missed the shot. Yonkers going to be there for a rebound as Willard is there on the foul as Yonkers is trying to secure the rebound. Looks like they're going to get Sidney West right here with the foul.
Yeah, goodbye. Good defense on Jayla. Let the girl kind of shoot an out-of-control shot and then blocked her out and got the rebound. Looks like Willard's setting up the press again.
Yeah, Willard, they are going to give that foul right there to Chloe Jones. That'll be her fourth. Mount Home leading 55-38 with 3 minutes left. Mount Home kicks the ball to the middle, beats the press with ease as they get it across timeline. Willard going to trap. Lakin throws it over the top to Parker. Ball's going to be stolen. Murray going to drive the lane. She's going to go up for the layup. It's going to be no good, but she is going to be fouled from behind from Jayla Yonkers.
Yeah, if you're Jayla, I don't know if you foul there. You got four fouls already. You probably want to let that one go.
That is going to be Yonkers' fifth foul for the night. Her night will be done, I think, as she is going to end this night with 12 points for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I kind of think in that situation, if you're Lakin, you got to hustle up. If you're going to foul, she's got to be the one that fouls there.
Yeah. Coach Leonard's going to take his time as he's going to bring Bailey Rittenberg in for the sophomore. Yonkers, he's going to sit there and talk to her. Good game. Jayla's had a rough go just a little bit tonight just because of officiating. It's been tough, tough breaks going her way.
Yeah, that's right. She had some turnovers. Scored some points. She played well in some aspects, too. We got Hadley McNabb, a sophomore, in for Willard.
Murray's first free throw is up and no good. As she goes to the line for her second one. Mount Home leading 55-38 with 2:43 left in this game. Second shot up. No good. Boxed out by Witten. Ball's going to go to Anna McCarn. McCarn's going to get it to Husky. Husky's going to drive as Murray is going to hound her. And they're not going to call any fouls on Willard right now as they take the ball from Bailey Rittenberg. Murray's going to get it at the top of the key, pull up, take a shot, make the shot. 55-40, Willard. 2:23 left.
Got it down to 15 here.
Murray knows she can get some calls right here, and she's taking full advantage of her aggressiveness.
Yep. Getting away with it.
Willard still in the press as Mountain Home beats the press. Skip pass over to Coleman. Coleman kicks it out to Rittenberg. Rittenberg drives the lane, goes up.
Nice play by Bailey.
2 points for Rittenberg. Rittenberg does a great job getting to the hoop right there and getting 2 points for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, great job. Just being aggressive there and taking what she's getting.
Nice little screen at the top of the key as Pilates comes up. Murray and Pilates slips the screen, goes right down the middle of the lane for a wide-open two-pointer. 57-42 left. This game's remaining a 15-point lead. Moore's going to drive the lane, kick it to Coleman in the left corner. Coleman's wisely going to pull it up. Mountain Home's content, using some time with 1:37 left in this game. Coleman's going to drive the lane. She's going to be strong with it, kick it out top to Husky. Willard is trying to go for the ball right
now.
They
only have two fouls, so they're going to have to do some work. So.
Ball's going to be passed across court as Bailey Rittenberg wasn't ready for the ball. As she looked like she was going to go down a screen, ball's going to be thrown out of bounds by Lakin Moore. Mountain Home turnover with 1:23 left, 57-42.
Yeah, kind of a bad turnover there. Bailey's got to know that she doesn't have any ball pressure. She needs to stay there and be the
outlet right there for the Lady Bombers. 1:23 left, Mountain Home leading this game, 57-42. Witten's going to hound Murray. Ball's going to be kicked out to Harper Floyd. Floyd's going to put it up, no good. Mount Home's going to come away with the rebound. Witten Coleman does. Kicks it out to Husky. One minute left as Willard's setting up. They're trying to pressure. Mountain Home doing a good job. Just got to play keep away here for the remaining 1 minute to steal this game off.
Yeah, they got to foul three more times to get us in the bonus.
Willard's coming out and fouling with 58 seconds left. I mean, you're down 15 here. I guess you're going to try to foul and hope for a 50-point comeback with a minute left.
Yeah, this is not very sportsmanlike in my opinion.
They're going to get the foul there on Harper Floyd. That's going to be her third. third of the quarter. Mountain Home 2 fouls away from going to the free throw line. Ball's going to be inbounded to Husky in the backcourt. She's hounded by Murray. Custer going to get across the half court, get over to Coleman. Coleman is going to get fouled as she grabs the ball by Chloe Jones. That looks to be Chloe Jones's. No, that was not Chloe Jones. They're going to give it to Hadley McNutt.
Now, I guess you could argue maybe they're working on their end of the game.
Sure.
You know, if they were down six or something and trying to get, maybe they're working on that.
50 seconds left here in this game as Willard, Mount Home's up 15. Willard is coming in. They are fouling. Mount Home just trying to play keep away, doing a really good job of it right now. He's good for your Lady Bombers to see right here.
Yeah, no shot. Again, no shot clock in Missouri, so they've got to foul us if they want to get the ball back.
34 seconds left. Mount Home doing a really good job spreading Willard out. This is something, as Lady Bombers, you got to know. And now they're going to foul with 28 seconds left, sending Lakin Moore to the line for 2 shots.
Yeah, Elise Murray comes out and fouls. I guess they really want us to get 2 free throws. So we'll see. Up 15 with 28 seconds.
It's one of those ones, if you were at a college game, you'd wonder what the spread was.
Yes.
Are we looking at on that?
Yes.
Lakin's first free throw is up, and it is good.
And if it was a football game, you'd be worried that your best player is about to get ear hole.
About to get ear hole. That's right. Some things kind of take care of themselves, right?
Yeah. If you're Willard, you may not want to sit up and take a charge right now.
If this was a conference game, it might be a deal. As Mountain Home is going to sub in, looks like we're going to have Ava Fosnes, Livy Fosnes, Lakin Anderson, Lauren Rawls, and Kara Jackson. Kara Jackson's going to wait to come in for Lakin Moore as Lady Bombers receive a hand from the Lady Bomber faithful who made this trip up to Springfield.
Yeah. Good job by the Bombers here.
Lakin's second free throw up, no good, as Ava Fosnes is able to pull the offensive rebound down. Kicks it out to Moore. Moore's going to drive in, go to the lane, and she is going to take a foul as she's driving the lane. As Willard's coach is over here mad at something.
Elise Murray just threw her hand in the face of the ref.
He's talking with her about it a little bit here. As she's not happy, thinking that should have been an offensive foul on Moore, but Moore's going to go to the line shooting 2. First free throw up, and is good for Lakin. Got a sub coming in here for Willard as Kenzie Kelly enters the game, replacing Elise Murray.
Yeah, it looks like Kay is getting ready to come in for Lakin if she makes this.
Moore's second free throw is up and good. As there's 22 seconds left on the clock, Mountain Home leading 59-42. Willard's going to go down. They're going to put a three-point up. It is no good. Lakin Moore is going to grab the rebound. It's going to get loose. Ava Fosnes is going to grab it. Kick it ahead to Livy Fosnes. Livy Fosnes is going to grab the ball, and they're going to say she travels with 10 seconds left.
Yep. They missed the travel on the other end.
Yep. Lakin Moore going to be subbed out for us. Kara Jackson comes into the game here. Good job by Coach Leonard. This is your JV squad who's about to see some action.
Yep.
Get them loose a little bit here. Quickly, Jones is going to go back, drive the lane, put a layup in with 1 second left, and that's how this game is going to end, as your Lady Bombers are going to secure a victory 60-42 over the Willard Tigers here in Springfield. They are going to take the first game of this Battle of the Border Classic. Russ?
Yeah, I think you came in and you got a win. I think Willard was a solid team, and I think they showed you some things in their press that will hopefully help you tomorrow night against Kickapoo. I think the officiating was a little bit 80-20 Willard, but you got to play through that. I think Jayla's got to have a little more self-control. We don't need her fouling out with 3 minutes left. That could be big in a real game.
It could,
close game, I should say.
So 60-44, they did put those 2 points up there for Jones at the end of the game. 60-44, your Lady Bombers have taken the first game here against the Willard Tigers. We are going to take a break and join our Baxter Health post-game show. You're listening to Lady Bombers basketball here on KTLO.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Country.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 50% off the whole home security system named the best of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/radio to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.